Weise, dass ich schon schied bei Gwadam, er bläst es als Eintäuf, er beschwöß als Chobetäuf, er beweist es als Schochentäuf, er beschwöß als Reis an Neulad, er bläst es als Leiftäuf, amnen Reini ist Tiber, er bläst es bei einer Rochsche, bechall Dwar auf die Vreche. Amnen Zuru, eise der Achroshi, sag mein Adam, er bläst es im Ein Rohr, er beschwöß als Chobetäuf, er beweist es im Schochenron, er beschwöß ihm an Leiwein Mischalem. And so on. Echad Leiwein Adam, ke Leiwein Amokam, shem Leiwein Rosh, Leishan, Tzadik, Hainim, Benoysen, er bläst es als Leiwein Rohr, am Reini ist Tiber, er bläst es als Leiwein Rohr, First of all, like, why do you pick Ein Teuva? Voidish for sure, Maror, be sure it says, Elias Chavetoiv, Vichy Mailag Deish for Chavetoiv, in other words, what Mida is the Mida of Chavetoiv? It's not a Mida in particular, it's a way of doing things, I guess. Umikoske Shom Vesa Shia Shochen Teuv, the Shochen Teuv is not a Milo Dag in its own right. Uma Milo Yesh Bazeh. I once heard Stam, which was a good word from life. I was sitting by an old Chabatzke Yid, Bim Nachmovin, Yerushalayim, and he had a place to make a sukkah in the back, and instead he made it in the side, and it was a neighbor didn't want him to, and for no real reason. And somebody was asking him about it, so I guess he didn't want to say too much or too bad or whatever. So he said, he always wondered, it says that in the morning when you say the brachas, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep you away from Adam Ra and Shachan Ra. So what do you need repetition for? It says Adam Ra, what do you need Shachan Ra? So he said, Faran Mensch was an sehr gute Mensch. Aber nicht kein leichter Schenem. There are some people that are good people, but as neighbors, they're not good. In other words, Shachan Tayyiv is a mile of Natsma. Fail to get along to people, you know, on a daily basis, and you see it, you know, sometimes very, very finer places, and very choshev ne Torah, and especially at Yisrael, where people live crowded together, when they start tichsuchim on things, it becomes really crazy.
How do I grow kosher lulav?
not shogarach. And it's a mistake also people make in yanim lamashal of chinuch or psychology even. It's a very delicate subject because it's a very interwoven. In the world of a person is not sitting and listening to shir. A boy is sitting and not listening to shir. Now, it could come from a physical problem. He has a big headache that belongs to the doctor and to a Tylenol or an aspirin. It could be a psychological problem, the inability to focus. It has nothing to do with divrei musar. That has to do with the psychology, either giving a pill or teaching techniques or teaching him less because he can't concentrate for more than a minute at a time. Or it could be because he doesn't understand the shiras of Torah, then a musar shmuz is most appropriate. The two tumim are in the practical world mixed in. We don't know. We see a kid living around. A kid is mean. He's nasty. It could be that he has problems at home. He has a very abusive home. It could be that he's jealous of the other kids. It could be that no one taught him ta'iv and chesed and what it means to hurt another person. They're not facing each other. Psychology in being a chulendiker limud has its place and the makom where it's the right thing to use, and chinuch and Torah is its place. And if a person uses, if a person looks in Torah to find a solution for ADD, unless he's the Vilna Gaon that can be imid on the Yisrael Baraisa Bar Alma, he's not going to find it, and it'll be a waste of time. The best musar shmuz in the world to somebody that can't sit still for psychological reasons is not going to help. On the other hand, if the person is like a chashivas of Torah, psychology is not going to give it to him. Psychology will tell him to do whatever he's really doing. He needs to hear the musar shmuz, the chashivas of Torah, and so on and so forth. There's a chelik in a person's chinuch, I guess. You know, we're talking about midas tevis here. What are hanhagas? If a person stays away from other people, what does that do for his midas? Proves them, doesn't do anything, or ruins them, and so on. Tsuru meant go out and come back and tell me which hanhagas help a person, creates a lot of toiv in a person's mahalak. This is the type of thing that it wasn't negea to learn it from the Torah. It was something that was negea to be, to look around to see it. It's a part of it is practical. Part of it is because the whole world has an imprint of Torah, and a person can notice and see people that tend to live in groups tend to be better people or tend to be worse people. In other words, as a person, the hanhaga that seems to bring on, he's not talking about ayin toiva as a mita toiva, may or may not be, but ayin toiva as an oifin of bringing in other in yanim. He says, So the reason why he picked Ayin Toiv is because his entire day is taken up with Ayin Toiv. In other words, Ayin Toiv means the first tfisa that a person has in things around him. So I look around me and I see well-to-do people. I see successful people and I see Talmid Chacham and so on. My tfisa is it's good, or my tfisa is I'm a chassid because of it. So since Ayin Tov is the most rugged of midos, that will include a lot of other good things in it. Hare midos zois, he says, Yisro agmosha midos tevis, shalo yuchal adam lasis oisa midot tomit, kemoishu bal midos zois, efshar losis einoit toiva, kerefayin. This is something that can always happen. And that's why he said, since this is a very constant meter, this is ongoing all the time, this is something that you're going to, it'll be helpful to be davening in it and so on. In other words, a person has a choice how to live his life. A person can be a loner. A person can choose to live with other people. And B'teiris, be mashpia to other people. People around, that are around his world, he'll be mashpia to them. In order for a person to be a chavatoiv, it means that I need to be able to see someone else's success in positive terms. I need to be able to see it as good. So included in a hanhog of chavashaft is that I learn to see what's good for another person. Not only will he be typhus the success that the other person has as being positive, but he will be miyayat to the other person to do good things. It's proactive. He talks to the other person, tells him. So that's where he felt that Kavod Tov is a better hanhaga. So if you ask a person, what can I do to help me improve my midas? The answer would be acquire chaverim, people that you're going to be bestow good on. The derech of chaverim is you meet and discuss things and you help the person with the eitzah. So, Shachin Toiv includes an element of constant hatovah because it's in the nature that people help each other. So it's a progression. If a person stalls himself a vek to have an ayin toiva and to be toivayin, he includes other people also in his hanhaga, and he includes them in maisa, and remember all the rest also comes along. So he says a very fascinating pshat. The world of toiv, in a sense, this is kind of toiv in a shalolishma toiv. But I don't think he means it as crass as that. What he means is the netia, the short term status of a person is around himself. If you to freeze everybody in one spot and ask him what's the right, what would be the best world? Everybody's himself. I have what I have. Nobody comes asking for stuck, and nobody asks for help. Nobody nudges me. Nobody bothers me, so on and so forth. Any riyas had noilad is moilad in that any riyas had noilad is it tells you that the world he cannot live with each person to himself. Every person comes a day when he needs another person. Mm-hmm. Even to bury him, he needs somebody. A person cannot bring himself and take himself out of this world himself. That's why these are two things that are called Chesed Shlemis and the looking at things in the long picture breeds a haracha for Chesed as being. It's not just a pshat, like a cynical thing. You know what? If I help this guy today do X, tomorrow he's going to help me do Y. I think it means more, a little more profound than that. I look around and I say, no person can go it all himself. It's not the right derech. It doesn't last. It can't be. And b'meila, in Rias HaMeila, one includes all sorts of hatava along the way. And the Gemara also, uses that type of Gemara, says that somebody walked over and he saw somebody throwing rocks from his rishos into Shosaram, and he told him, why are you throwing from someone else's rishos into your rishos, and so on. Rias HaMeila gives you a picture of the Bria that's a lot more emes and a lot more fitting.
This whole
to get into the habit of putting on tefillin. You want to get a kid into the habit of davening. Like the Kadmonim will say that Hegel is Nasa Teva. It's something which is if you get the kid into the Hegel of davening every day, so he does it. So that's practical. In the world of Midas, that Be'etzim is the person. The word Mida is like by the Big Day Kuna. It says that it was a Mida Bad. It had to be go on as Midasav. The Chiyuv. I don't know if to call it the Chiyuv, but the Mechus of the world of Midas is something that sits on the person. Just like by Bitei Kahuna, it says in the Pasuk that it had to be for his midas. It had to sit on him. It had to fit on the person, and the Mela. When something fits on something, it sits on the person and it becomes kimat a chelik of a person. The world of midas requires that a person sit, that the hagas become part of the person, as opposed to the maisim. Maisa mitzvahs are not definitely part of the person. They're not draped around the person's personality. The bullet that he did, and that's good. Masha Ein Kain, the Inyanim of Midas have to be part of the person. So if a person is not Davik in a Mida, sometimes he's good-natured, good-hearted, sometimes he's not, then it's not a Mida Teva. So even though in the beginning he said he was looking more of it for a Derech, how to get to a Metzias, where a person will be, where a person will do good things. Here it seems to be talking more about the Mida itself, that it has to be Davik in it. In these Inyanim, you want that this should become your Teva, and the Mela is Mela the Teiv. So here is a little bit, now he's talking about the Baal Mida Teiv and so on, which is a little bit of a switch. I'm not sure exactly how. It's a little bit of a switch from the beginning, where he was talking about Derech HaChayim, whether Shechenes Tevis or Risa Neilat, that will be magal the person to Devarim Tevim. We talk about Lagmat and Tevim, Atshei Midik for Nafek, he came to Shechem Midas HaTevis, Kavuz Batshe Nafek Tevim. So a person is not Yoitze, his Chiyuvim in the world of Midas, unless they become part and parcel of the person himself. V'chein v'midah ro'a m'shach men ha'chokim ma'oit, lo'i b'zev lo'i k'yitze b'zev, so he says, if a person is close to Chilul Shabbos Chas V'Shalom, if a person was almost Mechallel Shabbos, so he was almost Mechallel Shabbos, but he wasn't. And halachically, he's a fine Jew. I mean, he kemat was neiter the hitayas the neiter. So we say that there's nothing in, as long as it didn't do the mice itself, nothing bad happened. A person who has netius levavius to ra is close to being a person who's ra. The definition of somebody whose instincts are kind of don't forgive the other person, don't particularly care for the other person, that's a bad person. So if I'm a little bit like that, even if I was never nichshel and not giving to the other person or whatever it is, but if my netiyas halev was like that, then it's a certain hagdara of ra, and I need to stay away from it. So he's talking. to be Mizrachic. In Averis, I mean, we tell a Nazir to be Mizrachic from the Kerem, he shouldn't be Nichol. But if he did go by, I can't say that he did something be'etzim wrong. He took a chance, shouldn't have taken a chance, that's not right, but he didn't say it. He didn't eat anything. But in Midas, if a person is almost a Ralev, then there is a Chisson in the person. So here, a person has to keep away from it, stay away from that. Any questions?
Yeah. Three points over here. Number one, we said Su'u v'ru'u, the Maral says that they need to be Baichin and be Ma'ayin b'chutz, and this is not something which is lumped in Minatera and so on. Rav Yechonon Zakeh's response that he says that Reinis Divrei Elazar ben Arach Shebechlal Divar of Divreichem and will Mazbrit, you know, Alpia Sichli Stika Havana with a Tera Dika Havana, you know, I'm saying he told them to go and check it out, and he says no, Lamaisi, he's saying the best thing, and it seems to be an analytical response as opposed to something which
is going out and seeing. So I think that even analytical, he may have said experience, could be means to say like experience has shown that this and this is superior, or B, even if you figure it out with seichel, but not with Torah, not with psukim and limudim, that's also called tzu. You know, there's one way to learn up something if you dash and midrash in the Torah, you dash and psukim and realize from events, the Seder. But here you're telling them to go out and out of Torah, which can include either Sechla Yasher or, you know, things that people, that you see, that you've noticed in people's activities.
Right, okay. And the way the Maral is Masber, that each one is coming to be Moisif, as Rabbi Shua has been Moisif on Rabbi Eliezer. So when Rebbe Eliezer just said an Ayin Tov and he didn't go an extra stage to say Chavar Tov, is it shot that he held that no, it's too much. It's too much, you know, for a person to you know, to be a Chavar Tov. It's not, that's not the way that a person can come to Shleimus. It's too much of a like why would he not say you know, Chavar Tov?
I guess if I had to guess,
like,
it doesn't say when you have a tarevus of different midas, the shail is always what caused what. This person is not social, angry, cheats, this, that. Well, what would the say that was? They all came together, the anger caused his anger at the world didn't know what to do with him, and he had to resort to cheating and stealing. Well, if I can't do cheating and stealing, the conscience bothers him, and that's why he's angry always. You have it's hard. A lot of times they have a few things together to be typhus. What's the cause and what's the effect?
So what? So if it's just an iron table, then that way it's just like
in
a simpler meter.
It will lead to chavat toiv. If you see the tuv of everything, you automatically will have a chavat toiv. There are different ways to go with that.
Right. And I just didn't have exactly the Barayas Anaylad. I mean, the Maral says that Kasher Barayas Anaylad Bavadi who Gomel Chesed L'Achah Shechoshev because Kipah Machah Yitzarach. Like, I mean, we're going, it seems very anticlimactic in the Seder Advarim that it's, you know, it seems to be not for altruistic reasons. It's, you know, because he's...
Yeah, but not the scope of things. That means the herring. Why is the person engaged in Tov? So the Reis and Neilad is a broader picture. The Welt stands on Chesed. No man ever stands himself, and you can't let that be the guiding light of it.
I mean, it's like a Tikkun HaOlam, yeah. I understand that.
Correct. I understand the issue. I'm not sure. As when we explained it also, it seemed to be a letdown because it's kind of very, very pragmatic, kind
right.
of very okay, you know.
Right.
You never know who'll be sitting in the driver's seat. Could I invest with everybody?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Good night. Good job.